Week 10 of our Team of the Week. Coach Daryl Murphy of the Murfreesboro Red Devils. Coach, selected for Team of the Week for last week's performance, going on the road, defeating El Dorado, and then getting that win against Herron, really revved the engine for the team.
Yeah, they were two good wins. Anytime you go over to El Dorado, tough place to play. They got a lot of size, and Herron, we got them for a big conference game. And we're more than happy and honored to get the Team of the Week, and big thrill for the boys, as you can obviously tell.
Last night, a quality win over Marion, number 20 on the season for you. How pleased were you with the team last night?
I thought our quickness was awesome last night. I thought we, sometimes it looked like we had six guys out there guarding them. I thought our quickness was good. I thought our transition basketball was really good. Half-court defense, we rebounded about as well as we could have been expected against the size difference that we were giving up. So, just pretty thrilled with it. We just got to keep it going. Big weekend ahead of us.
Jaquan Jackson has been on fire the past couple of weeks. He's got to be at the top of everybody's scouting report at this point.
Well, they keep leaving him open, letting him shoot it. So, which is a good thing for us. But, his ability to beat you off the dribble is really good, too. And it's really helped this game because, they've got to kind of honor both of them. And I thought Calvin Clemens was a lot better for us last night. I thought the whole team defense was really good.
Two conference games this weekend. You go to Max Morris to play West Frankfort on Friday, then a game against Harrisburg on Saturday. But that game on Friday, it's never easy going into Max Morris, but West Frankfort has just been giving everybody a tough time in the conference recently.
Well, and Harrisburg's been doing the same thing all of a sudden. So we know we got our hands full. Every night you play in the River to River, you better be ready to play. And that's just what, I think the first time we played Frankfort, we didn't play very well. I don't think we guarded real well. But they're a whole different team in their own building as well. And they'll be 15 points better over there. And they've got some guys that can cause you a lot of fits offensively. And we got to play.
And then, also looking around at the rest of the conference, it's going to be a big weekend in general because next weekend is the last weekend, but Herron and Massac play on Friday night, then it's going to be Benton playing Massac Saturday night, Herron playing West Frankfort, so not just a big weekend for you, but it could be a big weekend for everybody else in the conference too.
It's moving time. So a lot of it kind of figured out by Saturday night, so we just got to continue to hope for the best and take care of our own business and then worry about the other teams later. I've had to do that a few times, wait to get some help to try to win the conference, and it's not much fun. And so hopefully we can continue to do what we're doing right now. We're on a pretty good roll, and hopefully if we can win a couple more this weekend, then kind of look at the box scores of the other games, and we'll see where we're at going into next week.
Thanks for the time, Coach.
Thank you, buddy.